Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's a podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll talk to you about holiday foods to avoid feeding your pet. We'll discuss things you should consider before giving a pet as a gift. We'll also talk about the shelter's efforts to find every pet a home for the holidays. And finally, we'll learn about Sullivan, a very special dog that's looking for a forever home. So, Kristen, our second edition of the Pawcast. It's good to be together
again.
Yes. Yeah. So, we're in the holiday season, holiday foods. Everybody's eating, you know, high on the hog, big turkey, all kind of good stuff. Are there some things that we need to watch out for our animals, our pets, for holiday foods that, you know, maybe we feed them or that fall off the table, that kind of thing that they should avoid?
Yeah, there's a couple of big ones to worry about. The first one would be poultry bones, turkey or chicken. During the cooking process, they dehydrate and they can splinter. And so if your pet eats them, they can get stuck and can actually puncture the animal. Mm-hmm. The other one to worry about is chocolate. We all hear that chocolate can be deadly for pets, but in particular, baking chocolate, the powdered cocoa we use around the holidays, those are especially deadly to cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm. And I'd always heard about the chicken poultry bones, too, is because they were so thin as opposed to a big bone, which I guess that's part of it as well.
That's right. They're more likely to splinter.
Yeah. You mentioned the chocolate. Are there other some maybe foods that we should avoid, maybe feeding table scraps to our dog or cat, that kind of thing?
A couple that are a big surprise for some people are turkey skin, the fattier parts of the turkey. Oh, wow. Those can make a pet very sick. Another one that people don't think of is onions. Onions can be deadly for dogs, even in small amounts. Another one is raisins. And finally, nuts, particularly macadamia nuts, black walnuts. Those can all be toxic to pets.
Right. I've had a dog in the past that loved pears, and my current dog loves broccoli, so I think those are okay.
Those are on the safe list.
Fruits and vegetables are good for human and pet. How about some holiday tips when we're talking about food? Is there some things we should do for our pets?
During the holidays, particularly if you're having large gatherings, you can keep a special bowl of treats or kibble out for your pet. And that can be, you can put a little sign on it and say, pet Thanksgiving, so that your friends and family give the kibble to the animal and not the Thanksgiving food. And another good one is to take a small serving of turkey, some mashed potatoes, maybe sweet potatoes, and add those to the kibble and stuff a Kong or a toy with that for the pet so they can have their own Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, wow. To be a dog, that would be great. So holiday season, transitioning now, if we can, maybe from food to gift giving. It's a big kind of thing during the holidays. And something I've never really thought about all that much, but giving a gift as a pet. I may have thought about it as giving a gift to my child who wants a dog, but I'm not sure that I would go give a friend a pet as a surprise. I mean, kind of talk to me about that.
Well, there's a long tradition around the holidays of giving pets as gifts, and it is often a surprise to the receiver. The idea until very recently was that might not be a good idea because the person getting the pet may not actually want it.
I have no idea it's coming, not be prepared.
We're finding that pets given as gifts are just as loved. They stay in the homes just as long as another pet. But there are some things that you should consider before giving a pet as a gift.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be other than the shock value of giving a pet when they don't not know it's coming?
Right. So make sure you know the lifestyle of the person who's going to be receiving it, their schedule. Make sure they actually like the kind of pet that you're planning to give them. Think about allergies. Some people might love rabbits, but be allergic to rabbits, so that wouldn't be a good idea. And if you're giving a pet as a gift to children, the parent should be fully prepared and eager to take on full responsibility for the care of that pet.
Yeah. I know with my children, as many times as they said, yes, Dad, I'll feed it, I'll take care of it, it seems like I'm the one that feeds and orders all the time. So, yeah.
You're not alone.
Yeah. What would be some alternatives? Say that I've got a friend or someone I know who really would like to get a dog or a cat, and instead of trying to pick out something to give them and either a surprise or not surprises or something else I could do, kind of a step in between?
Yeah, so we offer at the shelter, we offer gift certificates for people to either get a cat or a dog. So that's a great way to give the gift of a pet, but to let the receiver come and actually pick out the pet that they want. Sure. To give a gift certificate. You can buy a small stuffed toy and give that as a representative of the pet they can go pick out. Another way to do it is to have the whole family come to the animal shelter. You can surprise them, put them in the car, bring them to the shelter, and let them, you can all pick out a pet together. Mm-hmm. So those are some good alternatives. They allow you to give the gift, but maybe without the surprise aspect.
Right. So speaking about coming to the shelter, getting a pet for the holidays or getting a pet anytime, I think you guys, you always have something going on at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, but some holiday promotions or specials, if you will.
We are running our Home for the Holidays adoption promotion. Every adult pet age 3 and over has its adoption fee half off. And in addition, every adopter is receiving a gift bag courtesy of the Friends of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. These gift bags are full of great stuff like beds, premium toys, wow, and other gifts.
Wow. Sounds like a great value there. Now, you said the adoption fees for adult animals 3 and over is half price.
Half price.
Yeah. So what's the normal adoption rate? So what are we going to be saving here?
The normal adoption fee for a dog is $40 and for a cat is $30. And that may or may not include the spay or neuter fee.
Right.
During this promotion, the adult cat adoption fee is $15 and the adult dog adoption fee is $20.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a great time to bring a pet home for the holidays and save some money for another gift for someone else.
We say
as well.
Spend less and save a life.
Yeah, oh, cute saying. I like that. Lots of animals to pick out, not just the dogs and the cats, but other different types of animals. But we wanted to try to feature an animal on the podcast, and I think we've got an interesting one this weekend by the name of Sullivan. Can you tell us?
Sullivan came to mind. He is a special guy. Sullivan's a 9-year-old Labrador retriever. Mm. He came to the shelter in pretty poor condition, very underweight, and on top of that, he had been left outside and had fleas all over him, and the fleas went untreated so long that he lost all of his hair due to a flea allergy. So it's growing back slowly. He's still missing about half the hair on his body. So he's not the most attractive pet in the shelter, but he's such a sweetheart. He does very well with other dogs. He's a gentle player, and he seems to get along well with the cats he's met as well.
Yeah. Interesting. We rescued an Australian Shepherd, and his hair had been so bad it was matted, and they had to, one of the people shaved him at the rescue place, and he was an ugly dog, but he is the sweetest dog. So yeah. So in addition to Sullivan, dogs, cats, but you also got other animals too that may be appropriate for holidays?
Anything that you can find in a pet store, we usually have it at the shelter. We have rabbits, guinea pigs, ferrets, gerbils, hamsters. The holidays can be a great time to add a new pet to your family because the family's often home together for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for your next small pet or cat or dog, consider the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. About out of time, final thoughts, anything we haven't covered or anything else you'd like to add on this edition of the podcast?
That's it.
Okay. We do want to thank you for listening to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter podcast. It's great for you to be with us on our second edition and hope you'll add us to your regular routine of listening. Remember, the next time your family's in the market for a dog or a cat, or as Kristen said, a guinea pig or a rabbit or other small pet, come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter where your new best friend is waiting. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax and is open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animal shelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And we appreciate you listening to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter podcast produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.